Distribution Requirements Planning. Distribution Requirements Planning, DRP, is the function of determining the need to replenish inventory at branch warehouses. ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. DRP organizes inventory requirements so the organization has time to plan for when and how many goods will be required. Pull versus push distribution. Before we look more closely at DRP, we'll draw a distinction between systems that pull inventory through the distribution chain toward the retail end and systems that push inventory down the chain. In reality, most distribution chains include elements of both push and pull. The questions for supply chain managers are: which system is best adapted to the needs of the supply chain? Where should the line of demarcation between push and pull be located? Note that manufacturing also uses push and pull to describe whether operations are pulled by actual demand, as in JIT, or pushed by forecast demand. But push versus pull manufacturing strategies are not necessarily related to push versus pull distribution strategies. For example, a JIT environment could operate based on actual demand pull and then perform centralized push distribution to get those orders to the correct customers. In terms of distribution, the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a push system as a system for replenishing field warehouse inventories in which replenishment decision-making is centralized, usually at the manufacturing site or central supply facility. This traditional approach to distribution replenishment pushes inventory through manufacturing to the company distribution centers. Determination of product requirements is done by a central planning organization and pushed out. Inventory is then in storage until a customer, distributor, wholesaler, retailer pulls material to meet projected demand. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a pull system as a system for replenishing field warehouse inventories in which replenishment decisions are made at the field warehouse itself, not at the central warehouse or plant. The benefit of this decentralized inventory planning approach accrues mostly to the entity doing the ordering, because it is able to operate independently to balance its supply and demand requirements as it sees fit. This assumes that the company orders intelligently. At the retail end, for example, the company might be a hardware franchise with a history in the community and good forecasting instincts. You might call this a system of serial autonomy, with each partner along the distribution chain making its own ordering decisions. As a system, however, it's not especially systematic. It doesn't take advantage of the essential strengths of supply chain management, which are collaboration and mutual decision making. There are three particular drawbacks to the pull system. Orders are likely to increase as they travel up the chain. The bullwhip effect. The company doing the ordering knows nothing about the needs and plans of the other chain partners, who may have a greater need for the stock to meet customer service goals. The order doesn't take into account the supplier's situation. Push systems solve some of these problems, but with a trade-off. The downstream partners receive shipments on schedules developed elsewhere in the network rather than when they order it. While this can be beneficial to the supply chain by providing system-wide coordination of inventory management, it is less likely than the pull system to be sensitive to local market conditions. DRP is a hybrid system because it contains both push and pull elements. Hybrid systems are push-pull systems in which push distribution is pursued through centralized planning down to a particular supply chain level or echelon, but pull distribution through decentralized planning is used after this point. For example, centralized planning could use information on demand from the retail end of the chain, aggregate this demand at the regional distribution centers, DCS, and push inventory to these DCS. The customers of these DCS, perhaps wholesalers and retailers, then order inventory from these DCS as they see fit. This very common replenishment strategy can increase centralized control by moving the point of push to pull down the chain, or increase decentralized control by moving the point up the chain. DRP components. Distribution requirements planning combines the following inputs: demand forecasts from distribution centers to determine the gross requirement, safety stock for customer service, accurate lead time information, overall knowledge of the distribution system, a mapping akin to a bill of material that shows how the distribution network is configured. Exhibit 4-11 shows what goes into and comes out of a DRP system. Exhibit 4-11, Distribution Requirements Planning Input/Output Diagram. DRP logic. DRP system logic translates DC demand into forecasts for use in factory master scheduling. DRP logic typically uses time-phase netting of requirements, net requirements per period or bucket, rather than a decentralized order point, pull, system. Exhibit 4-12 illustrates DRP logic using distribution centers A and B, a central supply location, and a master schedule grid for a factory. Exhibit 4-12, Distribution Requirements Planning. Source, IPIC CPIM Basics of Supply Chain Management. Planned order releases from DCSA and B are released to central supply according to each DC's demand requirements and lead times. In the exhibit, DCA and DCB release planned orders in week 6 for 400 and 500 units respectively. Central supply has a 3-week lead time, a projected available balance of 500 units, and a lot size, order quantity, of 600 units. Therefore, to fill the planned order releases of 900 units, central supply releases a planned order for 600 units in week 3, to account for the 3-week lead time and lot size, which will leave a projected available balance of 200 units, equal to its safety stock requirement. Central supply's planned order release of 600 units becomes a gross requirement in the master schedule grid. This allows the distribution center's time phase requirements to be factored into the factory's master production schedule. Benefits of push and pull elements in DRP. Distribution requirements planning combines the coordinated planning and control offered by push systems with the responsiveness to local demand that characterizes pull systems. Although orders originate downstream, that is, toward the retail end, they are evaluated at the supplying locations before being released to determine the actual need at the ordering location and the availability of goods at the sites receiving the order. This helps prevent shortages at supplying sites and overstock at ordering sites. In this way, DRP keeps inventory in balance around the network. Because the hybrid DRP system combines information from both supplying and ordering locations, it can, in theory, provide more accurate allocations of stock than either straight pull or push systems, which take into account the needs of only the ordering or the supplying location. Because the DRP system is based on more accurate data and more thorough assessments of need and available supply, it should allow release of smaller, more frequent orders than straight pull or push arrangements. And this in turn provides the supply chain with the benefit of better customer service and lower inventory costs.